The April 2011 tornado outbreak caused widespread destruction, costing lives and billions of dollars in damage. Local TV weathercasters helped spread the word on where tornadoes were and where they were going. But what happens when a weatherman becomes a victim of the severe weather while he's on the air? APR's Mackenzie Bates has the story of one forecaster where on April 27th, 2011, the saying, "the story hits close to home," took on a whole new meaning.
Wind out of the west at 14 now. That's ahead of a cold front that's going to be coming in later on tonight. There could be a shower or two with that, but the risk...
Ask anyone in the TV news business and they'll tell you people tune in mostly for the weather.
But look at the winds out there. 21 in Jasper, 21 in Sylacauga. Out in the west, that direction will shift around to north.
And on WVUA-TV, that's Richard Scott's job. Some days it's hot, some days there's rain. Then there was April 27th, 2011.
Again, we're looking at a large wedge tornado on the west side of Tuscaloosa, moving into the city of Tuscaloosa right now.
I have no idea. I can't answer this to this day. I had a cold chill running down my spine, especially when the tornado got as large as it did. The tornado appeared to be weakening for a brief amount of time, and then what we call a wedge tornado, a very wide tornado, just sat down. The most scary feeling you can imagine I had running through my mind, through my body, just the feeling that this tornado is going to kill people.
It looks like it's going to be moving over us pretty shortly. Again, we're looking
all of our forecast model data over 7 days out was showing the exact same scenario, the chance for widespread severe weather, a classic tornado outbreak. And that's really unusual. Typically, we have numerous computer models that kind of disagree with each other. When you see that consistency and the look of severe weather, that is concerning, especially in April.
And again, this is going to be moving into University of Alabama campus very shortly. Get in your safe place. I cannot stress the urgency of this storm. This is an emergency situation for downtown Tuscaloosa. We're going to stay on air as long as we can.
What hit Tuscaloosa was an EF4 tornado. That's a weather term called the Enhanced Fujita Scale. It means a storm packing winds anywhere between 166 to 200 miles per hour.
We're getting power glitches. Again, I'm Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. We're watching a deadly situation for the city of Tuscaloosa.
While delivering his report, Scott noticed the path of the tornado was heading to a familiar site. He was living in a house off 16th Avenue in Tuscaloosa, putting home sweet home in the crosshairs of the twister.
When I saw what had happened, now this was about 10 minutes after the tornado hit, took off towards my house because I knew a director at a TV station was staying there for a while, and I could not contact him. The cell phones were down. My fear was that I was going to go to my house and find him dead.
That him was his roommate, Jonathan Newman.
I got to be honest, that was probably the happiest I've ever been to see Richard in my life was when I saw him come walking down the road.
We joined Newman at the site where the house he and Scott shared once stood. The old house is gone and a new one is in its place. Newman works for a television station in nearby Birmingham now. On April 27th, 2011, he was just one of those people hanging on for dear life.
Living here for a few years, I got used to there being tornadoes in the area, but always either, you know, going south of us, north of us, just never really hitting right in the middle of Tuscaloosa. So I kind of had that mindset of just that it's not going to hit here.
Newman says it went from being sunny outside to almost pitch black in what felt like seconds.
I run across the house, jump in the tub, and as I'm falling in, I grab the shower curtain, and that literally is all I had on top of me. About 5 seconds after I fall in the tub, the window in the bathroom goes out. At that point, that's when I thought that was probably it, because I see the roof lifting off, and I think either I'm going to get sucked up through the roof or something's going to come flying in on top of me, and all I've got on top of me is a shower curtain.
Aside from a few cuts and bruises, Newman knew he was going to be all right. Standing in what was once his old neighborhood, he recalled how not everyone got off lucky.
All the houses on this side of the street were pretty much destroyed. Amazingly, some of the houses right across the street were barely touched. Like some of the shingles got knocked off, but their windows were still intact. And it was just amazing how, like, just across the street, some houses were almost unaffected. And then on this side of the street, it was just almost complete destruction.
And even though their house was destroyed, Newman and Scott took solace knowing they were both alive.
It was like, all right, glad to see somebody. Somebody I know, some way I can actually hopefully get out of here. Because at that point, I felt trapped because I felt like, you know, didn't know where I could go to get out of here.
And if you thought Scott had plenty to worry about back in 2011, 2016 offers a new perspective.
Where's Dad?
He's a dad now. Scott and his wife, Tara, welcomed their first child, Parker, in September of last year. Tara Scott says when Richard talks about bad weather and staying safe, he means her and Parker, too.
Now that I know we have a safe place to go, I know he's going to keep us updated. If we don't need to be at the house, he tells me well enough in advance to where I can go to my parents or a friend's house to make sure I am in a safe place.
It's been 5 years since Scott watched his own house be smashed by the tornado. So as Tuscaloosa recovers, he thinks he is too.
The scar is slowly healing, and that's an incredible thing to experience. I've been here since the tornado, and to see that change every day has been a heartwarming experience to see that, hey, people are coming back. We're not going to let a tornado get us down. We're going to make it back out of this.
For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.